This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado will offer legal protection to people from out of state who come to Colorado for abortions and for people who help patients cross state lines to get here. That's part of an executive order signed by Governor Polis Wednesday. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
This action is meant to counter states which may try to prosecute people who help others get abortions in places where the procedure remains legal. The executive order says Colorado will not participate in any out-of-state investigations involving abortion providers or patients, as long as they've followed Colorado state law. It also directs state agencies to use their authority to protect providers and patients, as well as to ensure that no Colorado medical workers suffer professional sanctions here if they're found guilty of breaking other states' laws banning abortion. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Denver's STAR program, which redirects low-risk 911 calls to trained health experts instead of police or first responders, has been underway in Denver for 2 years now. A study by Stanford University shows the program has helped reduce crime and save money. Carly Salon is a licensed clinical social worker who has responded to calls.
I think this just shows that our program is working, and we've known that, and it's really encouraging to be able to have data backing that up and to be able to say that the program that we developed is effective.
In 2 years, the program has responded to nearly 5,000 calls. Denver will host a national e-bike trade show in 2023. The city landed a 2-year contract to host the convention called E-Revolution. It will be the first national trade show for e-bikes in the U.S. The 2-day event is set for next June. Highway traffic will see detours and slowdowns at Loveland Pass this morning. U.S. Highway 6 is closed while crews remove rocks and other debris from the road. That work should be done today and the road reopened by 10 a.m. Other closures there at Loveland Pass are scheduled for next week. In the mountains today, a chance for thunderstorms, highs in the 70s today and tomorrow, then getting warmer for the end of the week. This is CPR News.